Previously, we talked about hypothesis tests, which is a form of an experiment. We also, I'm making the assumption that you're familiar with the scientific method, where you create an hypothesis, do some experimentation to either show that it's true or not true, make some conclusions, and publish. Well, design of experiments is a set of tools and techniques that allow us to use the best of statistics in order to minimize the resources required in order to make convincing conclusions. And it allows us to go beyond the limitations of a hypothesis test, which is typically either one data set or a sample, or maybe a comparison of two. And then with that observed versus expected type scenario, maybe more variables. But here we're going to be looking at variables that may have interactions, they may be attribute or variables data, or they may have a variety of different nuances that allows us to explore and make convincing conclusions that allows us to make good decisions. Design of experiments can be used in the design process, obviously. That's why it's in this section. But it can also be used to optimize a manufacturing process or to evaluate potential solutions for, say, a reliability problem. There's lots of different ways to use design of experiments, and it's a good set of tools to have available as you work as a design or as a reliability engineer. One of the key attributes of it is that it allows us to experiment with more than one variable at a time. Now, the classic way we learned how to do experiments back in science classes in high school and college was we hold everything as much as possible steady, and then we would add, say, a reactant to a solution and then make observations of what happened. And then we would hold everything constant again, but maybe change maybe the concentration only and observe what happened. Well, what would happen if we changed the reactant and the concentration of another element simultaneously? Could we get meaningful results with that? And so that's where design of experiments come in. If you think through and create a set of experiments, then it makes it much more likely that you're going to learn something, even if you're moving various parts, say 20 or 30 variables simultaneously. And the basic notion of design of experiments is that we are going to use the least amount of resources possible. You know, sometimes we have the luxury and we can test all the variability, all the variations. But that works great when we only have two or three variables. And then we only need on the order of a dozen experiments, say, to understand all of the combinations that are possible. On the other hand, if we've got, say, seven or eight different variables, we're going to need well over 100 different sets of experiments to explore that entire space. And stepping back from that and working with what previous statisticians and experimenters have discovered in the past, we can probably do a lot better than that. And that's where the real value of reliability engineering, or of design of experiments, I should say, comes to play. Now, I'm referencing Lloyd Condra here. He wrote a book that I'll put in the notes, but it's my go-to book for setting up experiments. He tends to focus on the Taguchi approach and method, which we'll talk about in the future lessons in some detail, because I find it to be very, very practical, and it explains many of the core concepts behind design of experiments. Now, in this section, we're also going to talk about the basic concepts of design of experiments and doing the analysis and so on, but we'll also talk about the differences between Taguchi and classical design of experiments, plus a number of the different elements or ways of approaching setting up an experiment and some of the different arrays or approaches or setups that can be used as you to set up and design your experiment. Now, I'm quite sure there's going to be some questions in this section. It's, unless you're already very familiar with DOE, this may not be so much of a review as an introduction. And that's the way I've set up these slides in this material, is to provide an introduction to this whole set of tools we call design of experiments. Next, we'll continue the discussion about doing experiments.